Hi, everyone. We are today in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and I'll be reading from verses 1 to 7. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urge Titus that as he started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith and speech and knowledge and all earnestness and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. So here, the Apostle Paul, as he writes to the church in Corinth, he's encouraging them to give, to show generosity. And he does this in a way that's kind of familiar to some of us, in that like our parents will tell us to be like a certain person, right? Like our cousin or someone else. He sets that the person here is the example of the church in Macedonia. And this church in Macedonia, you have this picture of great generosity. Verse 2, it tells us that they were in a severe test of affliction. It means that in some sense, they were already suffering. They're already in a struggle. And it says that they have extreme poverty as well in verse 2. They were poor to begin with. But what it also says is that there was an abundance of joy. And there's an overflow and a wealth of generosity on their part. And so as a result of that abundance of joy and this generosity, we're told that in verse 3, they gave according to their means and actually beyond their means. And the key phrase here at the end of verse 3 is of their own accord. They did this of their own accord. It's not because Paul was pressuring them or pushing them or someone was like asking them to. They, out of an abundance of joy, there's a wealth of generosity. There's something that's within their hearts where they just were compelled to give. And in verse 5, it says that they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. What do we learn from about this church in Macedonia? That there was something that was happening within them. This joy, this overflow, that was because they gave themselves to the Lord, to Jesus. Their experience of Jesus was so profound and so deep that there was just this joy, even in suffering, even in affliction, even in poverty. And that joy just doesn't just stay there, but it overflowed to them being generous to others, to them being ready to give and to bless others. You know, often within the church, we know, we ask people, we challenge people to give, and I think that's very important. And if that's something where you're lacking in or struggling, that's something that you should listen to. But the core here is that we first give ourselves to the Lord. Right? We first need to have an experience of that joy of being with Jesus. If we give only out of duty, which sometimes we have to give out of duty, but if we only give out of duty, that's not the fullness of what God has for us. And if we struggle to give, there's no joy in our giving or our generosity, then I would encourage us to first give ourselves to the Lord, to come back to understanding who Jesus is and how great his love is, and experience that abundance of joy in him. And as that happens, I believe this is what I think a promise of God, where we will overflow. There will be this joy within us as we give ourselves to Jesus. Let me pray for us. Lord, we pray that today we will give ourselves to you, that we will have a deep experience of your joy, of who you are, of your love, God. And as that happens, I pray for an overflow within us, an overflow of generosity to the church, in our finances, to our neighbors, to our friends, family, to people around us. May we be generous people, not because we have a lot, of material things, but because we have everything we need in you, Jesus. Bless us, Lord, as we give ourselves to you. In your name we pray. Amen.